The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's always good to catch up with Congressman William Timmons as we are experiencing an unprecedented time in our country, as the U.S. Senate seemed to be at a stalemate on passing this latest version of the coronavirus package. Congressman William Timmons joining us for a few minutes to talk with us about possible next steps in the U.S. Congress. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Joey, good morning. Glad to be with you. I'm, like everyone, having a tough couple weeks. We're working overtime extremely hard. The whole team is, we're going full speed. We're doing everything we can to help get this this package through Congress and get it to the people that need the help the most. It's been a tough couple weeks, though.
Yeah, it has been. For sure. And look, Congressman, I know that you have your congressional job, but I also know that you're an owner of a small business, and you can see firsthand how this is affecting a lot of small businesses around the country.
Joey, I do. I have a number of small businesses, but I've also been spending time speaking to literally hundreds of small business owners that are worried about how they're going to make payroll, how they're going to pay rent, how they're going to survive, and that is what is driving me. I've spoken to just a gentleman. It was probably 6 days ago, who's been open for 23 years. He said he was closing down his doors, and he had six people that had to work with him for a very long time and didn't know what he was going to do. And it really has been gut-wrenching, but I do think that the phase three package that is being worked on in the Senate right now is going to help small businesses. They were largely left behind in phase two, and that's why I ultimately couldn't support it. But the concerns that I had, that many people had, were brought to the forefront, and this phase three package is going to be addressing many of those concerns, and I'm hopeful that I can support the final product, because we do need to help people that need help. Nobody did anything wrong.
Yeah.
Small businesses right. didn't, big businesses didn't. This is not a situation where the banks or the automotive industry made poor financial decisions, made poor business decisions, that they need to be held accountable. Every American that is struggling right now did nothing wrong. So right. The government is going to step in. The government is going to do whatever we can to help. And we're going to do everything we can to make this a 3 or 4 week situation, not an 8 or 12 week situation. And we're working very hard, and I just need everybody to stay calm and understand that this too shall pass. And we just got to stand it together.
Yeah, well, and there might be a glimmer of hope this morning. The AP just reporting just a few minutes ago that Chinese authorities are saying that they're going to end their 2-month lockdown of most of the provinces there that were so hardly hit by this. So that's a good sign. You know, their numbers have sort of their numbers have flattened out. They've hovered around that 81,000 confirmed cases. They've had about just over 3,200 total deaths, and that number has flattened out too. So maybe that's a sign that if you do act responsibly and you stay home for a few days, maybe, you know, in another few days, a week or so, we can do what the president suggested yesterday, and that's, you know, everybody get back to work.
I hope that's the case. When I talk to people, and Joey, I'm on the phone every day from the minute I wake up till the minute I go to bed, and I'm telling people the same thing. We are doing this. We are sacrificing right now to save lives, and it is the right thing to do, because if we can save thousands of lives just by shutting down for a few weeks, by self-distancing, by mm-hmm. making sure that we are part of the solution, not part of the problem, we should do it. It is the right thing to do. And I hope that we don't get to the point where we are no longer able to make this sacrifice to protect lives. And I think that we're moving in the right direction. I think that we're going to spend the next few weeks on lockdown. We're going to spend the next few weeks making sure that we're doing everything we can to save lives and to reduce the number of fatalities and to flatten the curve, as everyone likes talking about. But
right.
Everyone needs to take responsibility for themselves. I've talked to a number of my friends that have been, still doing some things that maybe they ought not to. And, we got to take our own responsibility. But if you have friends and loved ones that maybe aren't doing the same things that they should be doing, just talk some sense into them. This is important.
Call them out. And yes,
it is important.
All right, let's talk about, of course, tempers kind of flared a bit yesterday on the Senate floor. The Democrat Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, he said early this morning that he thinks they have a deal. Let's talk about, though, Speaker Pelosi. She kind of rode back into town and says that the Democrat-led U.S. House is going to come up with their own version. Talk a little about some of the things you expect to see in that.
Well, I mean, what did I say? Never let a crisis go to waste. The fact that Democrat leadership said that this is a tremendous, tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. It's just the wrong time to be playing party politics. And, they wanted to try to include some increased fuel emission standards for airlines, to expand wind and solar tax credits, to give unions additional bargaining power with airlines, just all of these things. There's a time and a place to have these conversations, but this is not that time. And the fact that we're having these fights right now is a bit frustrating, but I do think that ultimately her efforts are to improve the Senate bill. I don't think she's got any legitimate hope of moving a new House bill. The Senate is very close to passing their language, and that's going to do a lot of different things. It's going to help everyone. It's going to put money in Americans' pockets. It's going to help small businesses, make sure that as many of them as possible can survive. It's going to help larger businesses with loans and with grants to make sure that our major airlines don't crash. And, there's things I would do differently, but ultimately, this phase three package is going to do more good than harm.
Right.
The phase two package that I voted against, I still believe did more harm than good. And time will tell. But I do think that phase three, while it's not going to be perfect, it will do more good than harm. And I'm hoping that I can support it. And I'm hoping that I can support it this week. I'm hoping that we can get this done. I'm talking to people on a daily basis who need help, and they need it now. And We gotta band together and get through this together.
So if you guys are able to come to terms with this and you pass it this week, how quickly can it be implemented? I mean, I know there's been a lot of talk about helping those small businesses, and there are many of those are at a breaking point now. So how quickly will this help be able to get down to the local level?
So phase three is going to use local banks to provide loans, and those loans will turn into grants over time. So if a small business is having a tough time making payroll and a tough time paying rent and keeping the lights on, what that business will do is go to the bank that they have a relationship with, show their balance sheet prior to the crisis, and use that balance sheet to say, I used to have, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month in revenue, and I no longer have that revenue, and that bank will then provide this loan to that business for the next month of revenue. And after that month, assuming the crisis ends and assuming the business maintains all of their employees, so there is a requirement that you have to maintain your employees, then after this crisis passes, that loan will turn into a grant, and it will not be repaid. So it keeps the small business to have some skin in the game. It allows them to stay afloat. And if things proceed well, it is literally taxpayer dollars making sure your business stays open. And that's what we need to do.
So basically, you borrow the money. If you do what you say you're going to do and you save those jobs, you save your business, then it'll be forgiven.
That's exactly right. In addition to $1,200 per person, if you made less than $75,000 in 2018, coming directly to the American taxpayer. So it's helping everybody. And
yep.
That's the important thing. And I'm hoping we can do it this week. I'm hoping they can get it up and running as early as next Monday, as early as next week.
Sure. Yeah. And I am hopeful that you guys are able to do that too. Congressman William Timmons, always good to check in with you. Hey, be safe. Wash your hands frequently, Congressman.
Stay healthy, Joey.
All right. Sure thing. Good talking with you.